Olivia Kofox is a Wiradjuri artist and music educator whose recent performance on The Voice Australia marked the first time a First Nations language was sung on the program's national stage. Her work brings together voice, language revitalization, cultural storytelling in a way that is shaping contemporary music conversations in Australia. Olivia joins us now on the program to talk about her practice, the thinking behind that performance, and where her work is headed next. Olivia, how are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you, and thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be on air.
It's a pleasure to have you. To begin, could you introduce yourself and share a little bit about your background and how you came to be in music and performance?
Yeah, sure. So as you mentioned, my name is Olivia Kofox. I am 22 years old and I'm a proud Wiradjuri woman. I was born and raised in Sydney. However, my family are from central west New South Wales, so places like Cowra, Dubbo, Wellington. I've always lived in Sydney and I actually attend Sydney University and I'm studying to be a primary school teacher. Music has always been a big part of my life, but before The Voice, it was never the first thing that I would think about. You know, my career in teaching has always been my end goal and that was the path that I wanted to choose. Whereas after The Voice and after all of this has happened and all these opportunities that are coming to me, music is now a massive part of my life. And, you know, in my culture, you learn, most of our stories are learnt and taught through song and dance and the arts. So it's always been a big part of who I am. As a co, I come from a long line of leaders and activists, and I knew that I also needed a voice too for my people and my family. And for me, that was just through music and through song.
Amazing. And what made you decide to perform in Yawuru language on The Voice Australia? And how did you prepare for that performance, both musically, culturally, finding teachers for a language that isn't widely spoken anymore?
Yes, it was a big, I want to say it was a big opportunity for me, and it meant a lot to respect Mob meaningfully on that show. You know, it was a big responsibility for me, and I think even having Neenan Simpson next to me on the Didge, that was also, you know, there was comfort in that. In the lead up to The Voice, I mean, I could probably sing I Am Australian back to front at this point. I have practiced nonstop. It took close to a year to get that song perfected and, you know, to be given trust and permission to actually sing that song. And like you said, it's not a widely spoken language, so it's a very sacred and unique and very rich experience to actually get to learn that language and, to be trusted to sing that to not only The Voice audience, but for that also to be shown nationally and internationally as well. So it was very special and it means a lot. I hold it very close to me and I hope that, you know, one day when I am older, I will be able to, you know, teach language to our younger kids as well and, you know, be a mentor and, yeah. But as a 22-year-old, I just keep learning and, yeah, it's amazing. I learn a lot from my elders and, yeah, elders all across Australia. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, just keep moving forward.
Mm.
You made history with this moment on The Voice. Has it so far opened up any conversations for you with your community or with people outside of your community wanting to learn more about restoring culture and saving these languages that are going extinct?
Absolutely. So what has happened after The Voice, I could have never imagined. You know, I've got so much out of that that I wouldn't have even thought that could be possible. But since then, you know, very exciting opportunities have come up for me, but not just for me, but for different communities around Australia. So, in next year, I'll be collaborating with elders from different parts of rural and remote communities across Australia and, you know, creating songs with them using their mother languages and just sitting with them and learning with them. And I think that collaborative process is really nice for any, you know, artist in general, but, you know, as an Aboriginal person, it's something that you're born into and it's something that you just gel with people all over Australia. So I'm really excited to be doing that next year. And I mean, I come from a massive family. There's a lot of co's and, yeah, the love and the messages and support and the constant phone calls from my family back home are just, they're never ending and I never want it to end. Like, they've been so supportive and, yeah, seeing my little cousins and, you know, look up to me, it's nice because I'm still young too, but the fact that they look up to me, I'm like, oh, okay, I must be doing something right.
Yeah, totally. Are there any artists that you are dying to collaborate with one day?
Oh my God, that's such a big question. Baker Boy, ooh, it'd be really cool. Jess Mowboy. I mean, I've been pretty lucky enough to perform alongside of, you know, some of Australia's biggest names. I don't know if there's one in general, but I think just getting out there and collaborating is so important. You know, it's nice to, for me, myself, to be performing the songs that I do at all these different events. But I think when you are collaborating with other artists and, like, showcasing where all your different mobs are from, I think that's a really cool experience to have. There's so many that I, yeah.
I feel like
Baker Boy, definitely.
I feel like you gel really well with Emma Donovan.
Oh, isn't she great? She's beautiful.
We play her all the time on the station.
I love her.
We're big fans of Emma Donovan.
Me too.
And so you're studying to be a primary school teacher, and music education is a big part of that. And there's many studies that link the connection between children's mental health and their learning process and abilities through school, with the benefit, like, with music. So how are you integrating the music into your teaching, and also is there culture included in that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I am studying at Sydney Uni to be a teacher, and I've still got another year left of that degree. So in the meantime, I am an Aboriginal education officer at a school out in Campbelltown. And, you know, through my role, I love music and the kids love music. So a lot of the songs that I know and, you know, the languages that I've been given permission to share, I will share those with the kids. We've got our little girls' choir, and it's just the best thing ever, watching their faces light up and their confidence. You know, I've watched these kids, I've been at the school for about 4 years now, and, you know, I've watched them grow up and really be proud of themselves. And I think it's very important that when you are in an identified role in whatever career you are, it's important that, you know, your morals and values are really committed to the children, and, you know, you want to instill that within them. So when they look at me on the big stage, they go, oh, well, if Miss Fox can do it, then I can do it too. And it's really nice that we can blend music and education together, because it makes it so much fun. And, you know, what person doesn't like music? Like, it's the best exactly. thing ever. We have so much fun. And yeah, and as well as that, you know, we get to learn the songs in our girls' choir, but then our girls love to teach their friends in their classes, you know, their non-Aboriginal friends, the songs. So it ends up, yeah, just circling around the whole school, and it makes me very proud to see that they're proud and confident and happy, yeah.
Amazing. What's next? What's next for Miss Fox, as your students will call you?
Oh, what's next? Oh, there's many exciting opportunities. As I said before, I'll be collaborating with, you know, rural and remote communities, especially around language revitalisation. So collaborating with elders from many parts of Australia, which I'm really looking forward to. And as well as collaborating, there's also you know, festivals where we could actually perform that all together. So it's not just me up there on the stage, but, you know, I'd be able to sing with aunts and uncles, and I'm really excited for that. I can also say that in January of next year, I'll be performing at the Auntie Yvonne Goolagong Cawley Day at the Australian Open, which I'm so excited about, and I'll have Neenan Simpson there with me as well. And just, yeah, keeping busy. I often say that I feel like Hannah Montana, how she's got the two separate lives.
Yeah.
Oh, I also need to get back to work too. Be back to Miss Fox.
Fair enough. Well, thank you so much, Olivia, for coming on the show. It's a pleasure to have you, and we're so excited to hear what you've got coming up next.
Thank you so much for having me.